cloning is back on the congressional agenda. 3 years ago, renegade scientist Richard Seed prompted a flurry of hearings and legislative proposals with his plans to clone a human being. He never followed through with these plans, and Congress never passed legislation. Two new groups say they plan to try human cloning, and hearings have begun anew. Yesterday, a subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee listened to 6 hours of testimony from scientists and ethicists. In the end, it was clear that most committee members felt there was an urgent need for a human cloning ban. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
3 years ago, when Congress first took up the cloning issue, only one animal had been cloned, Dolly the sheep. Now, 5 animal species have been cloned, and there are even clones of clones. But according to biologist Rudolf Janisch of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, most of the clones that have been produced have serious health problems. The vast majority die before or shortly after birth, and even those that survive frequently don't do well as they age. Janisch says it's reasonable to suspect that the same would happen with humans.
You can ask, do I know this for sure? And of course I don't know, because humans have not been cloned. But 5 mammalian species, mice, goats, sheep, cows, and pigs have been cloned. They're all mammals, and humans are mammals. So I think it's a very safe prediction that this will happen. Should we find out whether humans are more efficient maybe than pigs or mice? I think the answer is very clear. We should not find out, because humans are not guinea pigs.
And experimenting on them is unacceptable. But cloning advocate Panos Zavos disagrees. Zavos runs an organization in Lexington, Kentucky that plans to offer cloning to infertile couples. He agrees that animal cloning experiments have produced unhealthy offspring. But Zavos says that's because the embryos were not screened for defects before they were implanted.
We have no intentions to step over dead bodies or deformed babies to accomplish this. We never did in the past and have no intentions of doing it while we attempt to develop this revolutionary and yet magnificent technology.
But avoiding unhealthy babies through current screening just isn't possible, says Rudy Janisch.
So they imply, they're able to employ routine diagnostic procedures, which are used in the clinic, to screen out bad and good clones. No, this is a wrong, that's a false statement. They cannot do this.
The reason, says Janisch, is that embryos created by cloning techniques are very different from those created using eggs and sperm. Even embryos that look normal and have the right number of chromosomes may not have genes that work properly, says Janisch. Right now, there's no way to test that. The committee also heard testimony about how cloning should be regulated. Currently, the Food and Drug Administration says anyone who wants to clone a human must get FDA approval. And, says Catherine Zuhn, the director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, that approval will not be forthcoming anytime soon.
Because of the unresolved safety questions on the use of cloning technology to clone a human being, FDA would not permit it at this time.
But many on the committee say the risks justify a more aggressive stand. Republican James Greenwood of Pennsylvania chaired yesterday's subcommittee hearing.
It is my view that that risk is so grave, and it appears to be that grave for the foreseeable future, for decades, that we will have to act. And I suspect that, in fact, I'm certain that in the near future, Chairman Tozzi and the chairman of this committee, myself and Mr. Deutsch, the ranking member, will introduce legislation to ban the cloning of a human being in this country.
Greenwood says there will soon be hearings on that legislation, so Congress will get another chance to hear the pros and cons of human cloning. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.